It is Friday, March 21st, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Spring break, spring break, spring break, spring break.
Woo! If only I got one.
I know, me too. But I still love the idea.
Right.
And so we're going to talk about some things you can do around here, and we're going to talk about some things all next week that you can go see if you happen to be on spring break next week, or can make a little note and save it for later.
Okay. Where are we starting?
We're going to start with Saturday.
Okay.
And something cool called Sanborn Fire Maps.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Well, Robert Rousey, who is the curator of education at the Rogers Historical Museum, is going to speak about this at 2 o'clock on Saturday at Hobbs State Park.
I should go.
You should go. They're very cool. They started in, 1890. Well, the first map of Rogers was published in 1896. And they were insurance maps. But you can go back and look at them and look at the key to them, and you can see what kind of building. I'm making all these little gestures you can't see, guys. What kind of building it was, how many stories it was, what it was built out of, what was housed there. So you can essentially walk through a community.
So it's, I mean, it's in historical.
That year. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's sort of like, do you remember the first version of Grand Theft Auto, where
sure.
Everything was flat? No, she doesn't remember that. You can just sort of walk through a community by looking at this map. It's like Google Maps, only flat.
See, it sounds like Walking Dead to me.
Okay, well, I don't watch Walking Dead, but it's cool, and he's going to tell you all about it. So you can go and have a little vacation in 1896. How can that be
all
bad?
Right.
And it's free.
Even better.
Or, all day Saturday, you can go to Crystal Bridges, you can pick up a bingo card, and you can play Art Museum Bingo.
That sounds fun. Walking through the galleries.
And when you're done, you get a prize. From noon to 3, there's string painting, which sounds really messy but fun. There's a family tour at 1 on Saturday. And at 2, Stone Lion Puppet Theater from Kansas City is doing Stella Luna, which is about little bats.
Luna, moon.
Mm-hmm. Like little bats. At the Fayetteville Public Library, there's an art mobile that starts tomorrow. And in Eureka Springs, tomorrow is the 24th annual Kite Festival.
At Turpentine Creek?
With all sorts of fun and music by Brick Fields. And the Kite Festival part is free. So go on vacation, even if it's just for a little tiny piece of time.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.